clothing store New Look has come under fire for charging an extra 15% for some plus size clothing compared to identical items in its standard range. So shopper Maria Wassell from Kent is featured in many papers today and yesterday complaining because she found a pair of striped trousers in the Curves range cost $22.99, and this was compared to $19.99 in the main collection. So should you pay more for plus size clothes, or is that unfair? Is that punishing you just because you happen to be a bit bigger? 0303 80 55 55 on the line, the editor of Slink magazine Rivki Baum and the commentator and journalist Niamh Horan. Good morning to you both.
Hi, good morning.
Rivki, is this fair really, or is this just highlighting what some people would see as being mean to people that just happen to be that bit bigger?
I mean, I don't think it was started out as a way to be mean. I think it was an honest mistake, because actually if we look at a lot of brands that offer plus size clothing and the same clothing in plus size ranges and their straight size range, they don't actually charge a different price. So I think it was an honest mistake, and I do think it's unfair. I don't think it's necessary. The cost can be spread. There's economies of scale when buying fabric, and it definitely doesn't cost an extra £3 per item to make it in plus size than it does in the straight size range.
Is it encouraging in any way, an incentive, if that was the case, that you paid more if you were big and you had to buy a size 18 or a triple XL? You know, would that encourage you in any way to try and stay in shape and not to overeat?
I'm still really amazed that people think that punishing plus size women is the best way to get people to lose weight or change their lifestyle. And I think it's also that assumption that, you know, a size 18 woman, a size 20 woman doesn't do any exercise, or, you know, we've got a really kind of standardised way of looking at people and assuming that they should be punished for being a little bit bigger. And actually, you know, there's much greater choice for shopping when you're a smaller size. So this idea of incentivising people is ridiculous.
Okay, Niamh Horan?
I just think the bottom line is companies, at the end of the day, all they are concerned with is profit, which is understandable. So if they can make a bigger profit margin off charging more for plus size clothes, then so be it. I mean, if you don't like it, then go to another store that doesn't. And I think that because today's sizes are going up far more than they would have in the past, I can imagine at some stage it's going to make a difference in terms of economy scale.
Do you think,
if you look from the changeover from children's clothing at 12, and then you're getting into teenage clothing, you're going to pay more for it always. So I mean, that's one part of it. And then should it be used as a punishment, or are they doing it?
Well, no, I didn't use the word punishment. I said encouragement. Yeah. And basically, if you're going shopping and you have an issue with your weight, if it was the case that it'll cost you more to buy the clothes you want because you're that size, would that be seen by some? I am not saying it should be, as an encouragement to stay in shape, Niamh.
Well, I think that a lot of people don't consider this fact, but it's true that people who are overweight and are obese spend a lot more money than if somebody who's slim, because they're spending a lot more money on food. I mean, even if you think compared to when you're trying to eat healthy and you're getting your basic veg and meat, and then you're really splashing out and you're getting takeaways and you're getting your Coke and you're getting your wine the weekends and you're going out and kind of getting, like, you know, a lot of junk food, it all adds up. The especially the prices that they are now, I think people would spend maybe 30 quid a week on junk food and kind of going out and takeaways and that. So actually, I do think people who are overweight spend more money anyway. And that could be one incentive in general, not just going out for a top or a piece of clothing. In general, looking at their finances, seeing how much their waistline and this habit is costing them, like cigarettes, like alcohol. We never actually look at how much our habit for junk food is costing us. And I think that actually would be an incentive as well.
Well, Rivki, do you think bigger people, or larger people, do they need incentives?
No, I think people, you know, take responsibility for their own lives. You can't incentivize or punish someone and make them feel bad in order to get them to lose weight. There's been tons of studies done to show that the more you make someone feel bad about their weight, the more likely they are to put on weight. We always separate physical health and mental health when we talk about obesity. And actually, there's so many links between them that people choose to continuously ignore. And it's very frustrating to think that you know, lots of people out there are thinking, oh, yes, we punish plus-size women. If we make them feel bad about themselves, if we charge them more for their clothing, then they'll, you know, they'll toe the line and they'll change their weight. And it's a ridiculous idea.
I don't know if this is the case, but I do wonder if, for example, you would shop in, I think, what women call the petite range, or can be the petite range, so you're smaller, if you would pay more or less. Or if, in fact, you're in the tall range.
They don't charge any less for petite, and they don't charge any more for tall. So if you're shopping in the petite section and you're using less fabric, surely you should pay less for your clothes if we're going along this notion.
Okay.
If you're shopping in the tall section and you're using more fabric again, surely those should be charged at higher prices, but they're not.
Okay, Graham in Portadown, first call on this. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning, Vinnie, when I heard your question this morning, I must admit, it gave me quite a laugh. I thought this was April Fool's. Of course, people who wear bigger clothes should pay bigger prices. It takes more material. It takes more production costs. You can ship less, and probably the stores don't actually bring as many in.
Okay, so should smaller people then, as a result, Graham, pay less?
Well, of course they should. They should pay proportional to the cost.
What size are you?
Me, I was actually, what do you call it? I'm one of those poachers termed gamekeeper. I was close on a 5XL. I'm now down to an XL. And that's because I was one of those grossly fat people. Let's not just call them overweight or people. They're grossly fat.
You can call them fat now because you're not fat. But people that are large might take offence to that. Can I ask what weight you were, Graham? That's a very personal question, but I want to ask it anyway.
I was topping about 23 and a half stone.
And what are you now?
I'm now down to about 17 and a half.
And when you were 23 and a half stone, would that really have been an incentive, an encouragement, if your shopping bill was going to be higher just because you were big?
Absolutely not. I've been paying for oversized clothes all my life. It doesn't make that much of a difference. You know, it's down to, there's maybe a small proportion of people who have medical problems, who have genuine medical problems. There'd be a small proportion of people who have genetic issues from their parents. But the gross, what we call it, the majority of these fat people, including myself, were self-inflicted wounds. It was shoving burgers down your neck and were followed by 2 pints of Coke.
Is that what you were doing?
Well, no, you know, not exactly burgers and 2 pints of Coke, but, you know, it was self-inflicted wounds. I was overeating. I was under-exercising. I'm out this morning for my 6 mile walk, which I do every morning. I don't see many fat people out doing it.
So what was the encouragement for you, Graham? What made you decide to change how you lived your life and shed some weight?
Very, very simple. I walked into my doctor's one morning and he said, stop at the door. He says, if you don't get that weight off, you're going to have a heart attack. You know, short, sharp shock. I stopped. Yeah. I started that day. Because, very, very, very simple.
Because, Rivki, I understand that sometimes if you over-focus on weight for anyone, it can make the issue more problematic and more apparent to them, which isn't necessarily a positive thing and can't always lead to, sorting out the situation. But in Northern Ireland, for example, I saw some stats, I think, from a couple of years ago, which says $370 million a year is what it costs our NHS in Northern Ireland alone to try and deal with obesity. So there's got to be something that's done to try and tackle it, because we know what makes us fat, but we still overeat.
I do agree that we have an issue, but I always think that people bring it back to plus-size fashion and they assume that the fashion industry is supposed to be taking responsibility for this. But actually, we need to look a lot more about the cost of food. There's very little education around food and cooking in schools anymore. That's been taken out. We have to give people the tools to live a healthier lifestyle, and that does need government intervention. That needs legislation. The food industry is not having fast food and, you know, there's fried food, chicken shops all around schools. It's those kind of issues that we don't talk about. We just always bring it back to plus-size fashion and punishing plus-size women.
I want to bring in Mark at this point. Mark, good morning to you.
How are you doing?
Not too bad. You don't agree?
Totally disagree. It depends on what you're talking about here. You're talking about the price of clothes.
Well, what do you disagree with? You tell me.
Well, the fact is, most grown men now would be an average of an XL.
I'm an XL.
Right. So if that's the most popular size, that uses more material than a small. So if they produce 1 million XL shirts and they only produce 100,000 small shirts, it's cheaper to make the XL shirt because the production run becomes cheaper. So So should they then get cheaper clothes if a production runs cheaper?
So you're saying because we're all getting a little bit fatter, a little bit bigger. I'm not saying I'm fatter, but about, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago I would have been a medium. So I guess I have got fatter. But you're saying that makes it okay if we are all getting fatter, then sure, that's all right.
No, that's why I said to you at the start, are you talking about the price of clothes here? You're talking about fat people and thin people.
What weight are you, Mark?
I'm 16 stone. I'm overweight.
What should you be for your height?
Probably 13 and a half.
So what are you doing?
What am I doing?
To sort
it. I'm driving up a road here and going to go for my tea break. That's what I'm doing.
And why are you not walking up the road to go for your tea break?
Because I'm a taxi driver.
Ah. But are you trying to tackle it? You know you're overweight, Mark. It's the point I'm trying to make.
I probably have done nothing in the last 3 years, and that's the honest truth. But all I'm talking about here is the price of producing anything.
Okay.
And when you mass produce something, it becomes cheaper.
Okay.
See, McCarr says, Serge, you know everything.
All right, Mark, thank you. Let's go to Jack in Hollywood. Good morning, Jack.
Just an observation, Finney.
Yes.
In the sense that there's more than one way to skin a cat. I used to get 44 regular jeans, denim jeans.
44?
Well-known, where?
44 regular.
44 regular jeans. Do you want me to tell you where?
Well, I don't know what you're going to say, so it depends.
It was in Tesco's.
Right.
And this was years ago because they were £3 a pair at the time.
A couple of
and
years ago.
They were
ago.
On the reel with all the others from 28 up.
What's the point you're making, Jack?
The point I'm making is that all of a sudden they stopped putting them on the reel, stopped putting 42 and 44 on. And so now you can only walk in there and buy up to 40. And so your response is to look up a catalogue and buy your larger size jeans on catalogue.
Are you a bigger man, Jack?
I am a big man.
What weight are you? I'm being very rude today.
I wish you knew. I had an operation a while back. I lost 4.5 stone, but I wouldn't recommend that as a weight loss programme. But I would be well up towards 17, 18 stone.
Okay. All right, I'm being very rude this morning asking what people weigh.